This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 is your number. You can always send us an email to talk@talklouisiana.org. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee has scheduled a hearing for Thursday for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Also appearing will be Christine Blasey Ford, a woman who says she was sexually assaulted as a teenager by Kavanaugh. The New Yorker magazine reported last night that Senate Democrats were investigating a second woman's accusation of sexual misconduct by Kavanaugh dating to the 1984 academic year, Kavanaugh's first year at Yale University. The New Yorker says 53-year-old Deborah Ramirez describes the incident in an interview after being contacted by the magazine, recalling that Kavanaugh exposed himself at a drunken dormitory party, thrust his penis in her face, and caused her to touch it without her consent as she pushed him away. That's according to the story that is in the New Yorker. So Brett Kavanaugh is a person who, if he gets appointed, it's going to be a close vote, and it will be interesting to see particularly how the Republican women who have been vocal about their misgivings about nominee Kavanaugh, Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, will they vote for him based on these allegations? And is this, as the president often says, a witch hunt? 877-217-5757. With us is Joycelyn Elders, the former U.S. Surgeon General, who served with distinction for President William Jefferson Clinton, both as Clinton as president and before that with Clinton as governor of the state of Arkansas. And she was involved in an intense nomination process, and most of the Republicans in the U.S. Senate voted against her. Leading the charge was Mitch McConnell, the now Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky. And you've been down this road before, Dr. Elders. What do you think about what Brett Kavanaugh is facing right now before we get to the subject that is the front and center topic right now, these allegations? It's not an easy thing to be a nominee for one of these positions when people start throwing arrows in your direction.
Oh, it's a very difficult process. The vetting process is very stringent, very difficult, and it's very, very hard and painful. But, you know, I think that if, you know, when you go up for one of these, well, you have to really be ready to go through some of this sort, and this particular kind of process is even more painful because, you know, we live in what we call a rape culture, our society, and that's a big problem. It's in itself, and it's difficult to, you know, everything is very difficult to prove. So I'm saying the process is hard even when circumstances are not so hard.
Well, two women have come forward, and their names are now known to the world. And they say that Brett Kavanaugh was a bad actor when he was a young man. And now there is a report that perhaps a third woman is coming forth. What do you make of this? Is this fair to Brett Kavanaugh, or is this his appropriate punishment if he really did commit these misdeeds as a young man?
I think, let me just say this. I think you have to look at our whole culture. I think, first of all, let me say, I very much believe Dr. Ford. I believe she's telling the truth. I believe that most women or most people who come forward and say that they're sexually abused, in fact, but research says less than 2% are ever proven to be wrong. At least they're right, who come forward 98% of the time. So I think, you know, she's telling the truth. And I believe that when we think about Judge Ford, Judge Kavanaugh, there is no question that he is certainly seem to be a well-schooled.
Well-schooled in what way?
And a judge. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you try and talk about what our culture, a young person at a drunken party did. Yeah, and to, where the person who's it's done to, there's no question. Her memory is certainly clear because she could never forget it. She lived with it. She'll live with it for the rest of her life. We know that in our culture, one in three women have been, sexually abused, not raped necessarily, but assaulted. If we consider, touched or the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And one in six men. So we have a rape culture.
And all right. We've got some folks waiting to talk with Dr. Elders, who is U.S. Surgeon General for William Jefferson Clinton. 877-217-5757. David in Atlanta, you're on the air with Dr. Elders. Hi, David.
Good morning, and it's an honor to have an audience with Dr. Elders. If I were a United States Senator, and if I didn't know for a fact that a nominee for the Supreme Court would respect the woman's right to choose, I would never vote for that person on those grounds alone. 80,000 women in countries where abortions are illegal die every year seeking illegal abortions, and the Republicans don't even want to fund paid maternity leave. They want to repeal Obamacare, which provides maternity services. They want to cut food stamps and housings, but yet they want to force women to have children. Many of them can't afford to feed, house, or clothe.
All right. Well, what about Dr. Elders? Some people are going to vote against him because of his politics, and others will vote for him because of his politics. And this may trump any evidence that's presented. I would think most of the Senate has its mind made up. I would be very surprised that the two senators from Arkansas, where you are, and the two senators from Louisiana, where we are, won't vote for Kavanaugh under any circumstances, because we'll vote for him under any circumstances, because they are Republicans and they are supportive of the president, and the president has offered him as his nominee for the court.
I consider our senators, and certainly our judicial committee, to be wise people. And I feel that wise people should consider carefully and wisely, and they do not rush to judgment.
All right, 877-217-5757 for Dr. Joycelyn Elders. Dr. Elders has been down this road before. It's quite an intimidating spectacle, even when you're accustomed to these sorts of things, to be before a U.S. Senate committee weighing your merits as a person and as a qualified individual for a post. And it may even be more daunting for a witness to come forward, such as Christine Blasey Ford. I'm sure she has a lot of people coaching her, but as we saw with Anita Hill, Dr. Elders, this is certainly a spectacle that some people would have no stomach for.
We've really learned so little in 21 years. You would think that we would not have to go down the same road again. And I feel that we should consider very wisely before we make decisions about putting someone on the court from whom there's question about. We already have one person on the court that we have questions about.
One person we have questions about, and you're talking about Clarence
Thomas.
Well,
I think we've been questioning Judge Thomas for years because of this. And, because of how Anita Hill was treated. And I just think that our judicial committee and our senators should be very careful about placing another. And if they do place another, I think the women of America should make sure they never place another.
Well, in this case, it would appear that Kavanaugh might do the president a favor by stepping aside, because let's face it, if the president can get under the wire before the election, there's going to be a conservative justice as long as Donald Trump's president and there is a majority of the Senate being Republican. So Kavanaugh may be doing his own party and his own president a disservice by fighting this out if the noise is so loud that it will end up hurting his party in the elections and perhaps tainting him if and when he's appointed as a Supreme Court justice.
I would agree.
So what should he do at this point? If he's innocent, I can't blame him. If he's innocent, then sure, stay and fight. But if he's not innocent, it would seem he would be a fool to be going down this path.
And the problem is there is really almost no way to really prove, you know, with up beyond a shadow of doubt. But this, I realize, as I said, this is not a you know, criminal court, that he is innocent. But 36 years later, it ends up being her word against his. You know, they did not do, you know, and we did not even do an FBI investigation.
As was done with Anita Hill.
Done with Anita Hill.
Mm-hmm. Now, another listener notes, and we've discussed this, that Kavanaugh, when he was working for Ken Starr, he wanted Bill Clinton to be asked the most personal of personal questions about his liaisons with Monica Lewinsky. Is this payback time?
You know, I feel that we've got to move past payback. And I just think that we need to look at where we are now. We need to look at the facts and deal with the facts and try and move forward. We need to stop going back, trying to live in the past.
Now, Ari Fleischer, the former press secretary for the second George Bush, he said that even if the allegations were true involving Professor Ford, that should not be a disqualifier, that this was a long time ago, and basically boys will be boys. But this appears to be an attempted rape. That would seem to go beyond the pale, Dr. Elders.
Right. Well, and you know, and we need to try and move past our present rape culture. And you know, we're putting an awful lot of burden on the shoulders of, you know, two people, you know. And
we're going to take a brief pause and return with Dr. Joycelyn Elders. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. We're with Dr. Joycelyn Elders for a few more minutes. She is a person who is, of course, part of our national culture. She was U.S. Surgeon General in the first term of William Jefferson Clinton, her close friend, who ultimately fired her because she talked about masturbation. And now, all these years later, 25 years later, we have a U.S. Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, who's accused of an attempted rape by one woman and of putting his penis in another woman's face. So who would have thought that our government would come down to this? But here we are. Dr. Elders, do you think he'll be confirmed?
I hope not. But I suspect, you know, with our present arrangement in Washington, he might be.
Now, a listener notes that you have remained extremely loyal to Bill Clinton. I don't know if he deserved it, but even though he fired you, you've remained extremely loyal to him through the years. What would be the big deal about Donald Trump, the listener asked, going to Brett Kavanaugh and saying, look, Brett, I believe you, but the stakes are too high, the noise is too loud, I've got to go with somebody else. What do you think?
I would think that would be a good move, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure this is a move that he'll make.
It looks like at this point, he's going to go to the mat. The president is for his nominee, and his nominee is going to appear, and it's going to be another one of these he said, she said things. Another listener notes that Ford, Professor Ford, has taken a lie detector test and passed, as did Anita Hill. Clarence Thomas declined that opportunity, and so, to our knowledge, has Brett Kavanaugh. Those things are not admissible in court, but that's just another element of the story.
Well, it's not. This is what's been going on forever in our country, and we've got to change the culture, and it's going to take all of us.
Well, let's see what happens, and it is always a delight to talk with you in beautiful Little Rock, Arkansas. When's the last time you saw President Clinton?
I saw him about two weeks ago. He was attending a funeral.
And I suspect that it was quite a cordial meeting between the two.
We always say, at funerals, what more can you say other than a cordial hello?
Well, thank you, Dr. Elders.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.